medical students, and nurses. November 5, 1903, typed. A warning against false theories. To medical students and nurses. There is a burden upon my mind in regard to the temptations and perils that surround medical students and those in training for medical missionary work at our sanitariums, and especially in regard to those who are studying at Battle Creek. There are teachers who do not daily bring the Word of God into their life work. They have not a saving knowledge of God or of Christ. It is those who do not live the truth who are most inclined to invent sophistries, to occupy the time and absorb the attention that ought to be given to the study of God's Word. Christ, the great medical missionary, came to this world at infinite sacrifice to teach men and women the lessons that would enable them to know God aright. He lived in this world a perfect life, setting an example that all may safely follow. Let our medical students and other young people study the lessons that Christ has given. It is essential that they should have a clear understanding of these lessons. It would be a fearful mistake for them to neglect the study of God's Word for a study of theories that are misleading, diverting minds from the words of Christ to fallacies of human production. When our physicians and ministers are diligent students of the Scriptures, when they live in accordance with the teaching of the Word of God, making this Word their textbook, God will be able to bestow on them rich blessings. The teaching regarding God that is presented in Living Temple is not such as our students need. Those who seek to define God are on forbidden ground. We are to enter into no controversy regarding God, what He is and what He is not. He, the Omniscient One, is above discussion. Those who express such sentiments regarding Him show that they are departing from the faith. Christ has revealed God. Let those who desire to know God study the work and teaching of Christ. To those who receive Him and believe on Him, He gives power to become the sons of God. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Oh, that ministers and physicians would come to Christ and learn of Him! Oh, that they would guard carefully their thoughts, words, and deeds, that their lives might reveal them to be sons of God! We are living in perilous times, when men will exalt themselves and their capabilities. The work of those who do this is recorded in the books of heaven as foolishness. It bears not the fragrance of the Holy Spirit. Let us diligently study the words that Christ spoke to His disciples in the upper chamber a little while before His crucifixion. He was nearing His hour of trial, but His thoughts were not of His own suffering and death. He sought for words of consolation to speak to His disciples, who were soon to be so severely tempted and tried. "Little children, yet a little while am I with you," He said. "Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go ye cannot come, so now I say to you. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John 13, verse 33 to 35. This is the great lesson that all need to learn. "Let not your heart be troubled," Christ continued. "Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto Him, "Lord, We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. John 14, verse 1 to 9.
I call upon our ministers, physicians, and all church members to study the lessons that Christ gave his disciples just before his ascension. These lessons contain instruction that the people of God need. When our physicians understand this instruction, they will realize that the Holy Spirit will never lead them to speak or write that which is at variance with the teachings of the Word of God. Take the Bible as your study book. It contains the Alpha and Omega of knowledge. All can understand the instruction that it contains. Let no one teach things that the Redeemer, he who owns man, body, soul, and spirit, has not taught. We need not any fanciful teaching regarding the personality of God. What God desires us to know of him is revealed in his word and his works. The beautiful things of nature reveal his character and his power as creator. They are his gift to the race, to show his power, and to show that he is a God of love. But no one is authorized to say that God himself in person is in flower or leaf or tree. These things are God's handiwork, revealing his love for mankind. But to take the works of God and represent them as being God is a fearful misrepresentation of him. This representation I was called upon to meet at the beginning of my work, when in my youth the Lord commissioned me to go forth and proclaim what he should command me to proclaim. And as the Lord shall direct me, I must now do what I can to counteract all such teaching and the theories which lead to such views. Those who hold these theories do not know whither their feet are tending. What we most need is an experimental knowledge of God as he is revealed in his word. Such knowledge would enable us to see our imperfection of character and our ignorance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we would be afraid even to touch the subjects that are handled blindly in Living Temple. Human talent and human conjecture have tried by searching to find out God. Many have trodden this pathway. The highest intellect may tax itself until it is wearied out in conjectures regarding God. But the effort will be fruitless, and the fact will remain that man by searching cannot find out God. This problem has not been given us to solve. All that man needs to know and can know of God has been revealed in the life and character of his Son, the great teacher. As we learn more and more of what man is, of what we ourselves are in God's sight, we shall fear and tremble before him. To those who would represent every man as born a king, to those who would make no distinction between the converted and the unconverted, to those who are losing their appreciation of their need of Christ as their Savior, I would say, think of yourselves as you have been during the period of your existence. Would it be pleasant or agreeable for you to contemplate feature after feature of your life work in the sight of him who knows every thought of man and before whose eyes all man's doings are as an open book? I call upon all who are engaged in the service of God to place themselves fully on Christ's side. There are dangers on the right hand and on the left. Our greatest danger will come from men who have lifted up their souls unto vanity, who have not heeded the words of warning and reproof sent them by God. As such men choose their own will and way, the tempter, clothed in angel robes, is close beside them, ready to unite his influence with theirs. He opens to them delusions of a most attractive character, which they present to the people of God. Some of those who listen to them will be deceived and will work in dangerous lines. The Lord calls. Will men and women hear his voice? He gives the warning. Will they heed it? Will they listen to the last message of mercy to a fallen world? Will they accept Christ's yoke and learn from him his meekness and lowliness?